Good morning, church, and welcome to another Lighthouse Manna podcast. For those of you just joining, my name is Jeff Glenn. I'm a pastor here at Lighthouse, and so it's my privilege to be able to take you through a little bit of scripture and provide some encouragement, no matter when you're watching this. You may be watching for the first time. You may be a devoted listener. But either way, if you're getting something out of this, would you like and share this so others can as well? And so we'll get into our manna today. We've been going through the book of 1 John, which is actually just a letter, not just a letter, but it's a letter to help edify and clarify some points for the Christian life. Last week, we saw that John's point was that the world and the darkness were passing away, right? So it may seem like that the evil and the darkness in the world is expanding, but really, John's word declares that the world and the darkness are the ones that are passing away. And so that perspective should help us fix our eyes and help us when we get anxious about the things that we see in our world, right? That we can understand that, okay, this is really just a sign that all of this is passing away, and so we can fix our eyes on Jesus. So we want to focus on the kingdom, and we want to see that these things must take place, as Jesus told us, right? So God is in control, and Jesus has provided for us our salvation and the Holy Spirit to help us live in this world but not become a part of it. And so that brings us to today's scripture. And you know, as a quick note, you know, we're kind of taking apart the scripture here kind of idea by idea. But really, this was a letter which was intended and read really in one sitting. And it takes probably 15 minutes at the most if you're kind of an average reader. And I would encourage you to do that. Just in your devotion time, just read the letter through from front to back. And that'll give kind of the feel of the letter as it was intended from John. So it's certainly biblical to look at it line by line and see what the precepts are, because as we'll see from today's passage, there is a lot in here. And so we'll go to our scripture today, which is 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. And it says, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." And so we see by repetition here that John is focusing in on this last hour. And so I don't know of anyone who says that John is talking about a literal 60-minute time period. In fact, it would be kind of silly to think so. It would probably take him longer to write this and then to send it out and get to the people. So he's certainly not talking about just a 60-minute window. In fact, what we'll see is that it lines up with the idea. The word here actually is a connotation of the last in a series or the last in a period. And so this lines up really well with what we see in Daniel's vision in chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. And so Daniel was in prayer, presenting to the Lord for the sins of Israel. You know, they were carried away into captivity, and Daniel felt that he needed to be in prayer for Israel. And so as he was in prayer, Gabriel came to him and gave him this vision. And then we pick this up in verse 24. It says, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make a reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah, the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. that he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week he will bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wings of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate." And so Daniel is also talking about not a literal week, a seven-day period of time. He's talking about a period of time that would consist of the weeks being 7 one-year periods, right? So a seven-year period. And so Daniel's vision, we know, was for him future, something that he was looking forward to, right? He was able to see that these weeks, these periods of 7 years. So for us, they've been mostly fulfilled, except for this final week here, when it talks about this, when it talks about the desolation and the consummation and all of that, this final week. And so most scholars believe that there is a gap period. These first 69 weeks have been already fulfilled, and we see that through history. For us, it's history. For Daniel, it was future. So that's already been fulfilled. And now we're in a waiting period and kind of a holding pattern. And there's lots of different ideas about what will restart that clock that will bring about that last seven-year period of time. But this, it's the same connotation that John's trying to bring us to, is that the time is short. There's a last period of time that is yet to be experienced before Jesus comes and sets up his thousand-year reign. And so the importance of this passage for believers is to understand that there's a lot of things that are going to have to take place in this final period of time and leading up to it, including, as we'll see next week, this Antichrist who is coming. And for John in his day, he had even seen many of these Antichrists. And so we'll talk more about that next week. But this is a plan from God, that it must come to pass. And for those who believe in Jesus, we get to be on the good side of this plan. And as we'll see next week, we have an enemy in the Antichrist and the devil and all of that. And so we'll be talking about the Antichrist and even the spirit of Antichrist. And as John is encouraging us later in the letters to continue to abide in Christ. And so that's my prayer for us, that we could abide until Jesus comes. So have a blessed week. We'll be right back.